Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on the Danny Brown Show.
I said, I feel like I'm getting Americanized, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, yeah, at the beginning, you called us y'all.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I didn't even realize it, bro. Like, wow.
If you believe I really had a 300-pound bitch just because I said it in a song, like, that's not the truth. I mean, about two something, but you know. But yeah, and it said I'm a little British.
Yeah.
I got a little British up in me, you know.
Let's
what I'm
go.
Saying? My brother.
Yes, brother.
I just went and bought me a tracksuit and some Air Maxes. Like, fuck that shit.
Air Max 95.
Road mine, you know what I'm saying?
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your mate studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your mate studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo. What's up, Dow? Coming to you live from Austin, Texas at Wild Mate Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. It's your boy. You got Danny Brown here. You know I'm chilling with the Booth Boys. How y'all brothers been doing?
Great, Danny.
Doing
what's
good,
up, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, man. How was your weekend?
Chill, cool. Man.
Chilling. We saw Barbenheimer.
Yeah, we did.
Y'all saw both of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to back.
I've seen everybody saying Barbie is fire.
It was all right. It was all right.
I'm better than expected, huh?
Oppenheimer was fucking dope, though.
Mm-hmm. I just can't deal with no war movies, man. I don't need that type of stress. For real, them shits give me nightmares. Well, I was in Australia, happy to be back. I flew more than I was actually there, but I did. I had a gnarly ass burger, man. It definitely had to be kangaroo. I swear to God, it had to be kangaroo, man. But I got the boy Bexy in the house, man.
Thank you, man. Happy to be here.
Thank you for coming through, man.
Thank you, man. It's an honor.
It feels kind of crazy that this is my first time meeting you, because I feel like I know your ass.
I know.
I've been talking to you for years.
We've been trying to make a song for about 10 years.
I know. I mean, that's
yeah,
all
I
my
know.
Fault, man.
No,
you can't. I'm an old man, dog. Like,
no,
I can't.
Stupid. You ain't old.
I mean, I know. I keep saying that shit.
You got to stop saying that.
I know.
We're young. I know.
Yeah. I could dream. I'm starting to get a little grays in my beard. I ain't going to dye my shit. I'm going to let my shit rock out.
Fuck that.
The bitches like the silver fox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keep it, man.
So you all the way from the UK.
Yes.
Now your ass is in motherfucking Houston now. How the fuck did that happen?
My wife. I'm married now, aren't
I? Oh, shit. Congratulations,
man.
See?
I'm
Texas
married.
Women, man. That's how I got here, too.
She ain't from here, but...
Okay.
You know, COVID hit and fucking living in LA, paying 10 grand a month for rent.
Oh, yeah. You was in LA? How long you was in LA?
No, my wife was
okay.
There.
Okay.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
So you came
prices.
From the UK to Houston?
Yeah.
God damn. I mean, just me coming from Detroit to fucking Austin, that was a bit of a, culture shock. Sometimes I get a little homesick sometimes. So yeah, I know for you, it definitely got to be like.
It's very different. I love it though, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Everything about it.
Just even the fucking weather got to be killing
you.
Though.
Yeah. But to me though, everyone's thinking I'm going to hate the weather and shit. But when I'm out here, I fucking love it, man. I'm in the garden, like, getting sunburned and shit. My wife don't even leave the fucking house. She's inside
chilling, that's how it is.
Most Americans can't handle this heat.
No. Especially, I ain't even know black motherfuckers can get burnt and shit. I done got burnt around this motherfucker, man. I got the fucking, the redneck tank top shit going, man.
This shit is fucking crazy, man.
But I do love it here. So, I mean, just based on coming from fucking England. Where are you from exactly?
A place called Romford in Essex.
I know where Essex is.
Yeah, in Essex, basically. Yeah. But I'm sick of it there, man. That's why I'm out here.
Yeah. No, I love London. I actually thought about moving out there a bit. I used to want to, because my record label is based out there. I just got a lot of business and shit going out there. And then I would say one thing about when I would go to like London, almost like, because I used to go a lot, like before the fucking pandemic and all that shit. I would at least be out there, I feel like, every few months,
you know?
It was almost like I was used to the flight, because it was only 8 hours from Detroit, and I leave at night and shit. You can fucking go to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
And that's then, the thing with flights and shit. When you're used to touring and stuff, like mm-hmm. some of my friends that rarely fly, they're like, "Fuck, you know, you're getting a 10-hour flight." I'm like, "It's normal now. It's normal." When you go to Japan, it's like,
yeah,
you're on a plane for fucking ages. You get used to it.
I would definitely say I used to make it worse on myself with drinking, you know, smoking and shit. I mean, as soon as I land, I'd be like, I need a fucking blunt. I got to fucking smoke. But this recent trip, man, I flew, it was like 20 hours there, 20 hours back. Because we had to get a lot of layovers. I went to Byron Bay, and you can't fly directly into Byron Bay. Then, you know, I had to go to L.A., to Sydney, to Byron Bay. But, shit, I got that Steam Deck.
Oh, that shit held me down.
I was playing Detroit Becomes Human. Actually
Detroit,
finished it.
Of course you're playing that.
I mean, I had it when it first came out. And then just something about it, I was like, I can't get jiggy with this shit. But then, you know, I played it, you know what I'm saying? And I actually got the worst ending.
Oh, really? It's one of them games.
You know, I made all ending. The worst decisions I could possibly
all
make.
All his limbs cut off.
God damn it. Yeah, the robots took over. But it was cool, man. I actually, like I said, I used to make shit worse on myself. And I just was figuring out. Because I used to take Xanax to shit, you know?
And then you wake up, you basically teleport there.
Yeah, just basically fucking wake up on the same time and all that shit. But, you know, I was just doing some research and seeing what could be something. I took valerian root. So
what's
I've been
that?
Fucking, it's like a herbal supplement. It helps for like anxiety and with sleep and shit. And, I just got off this anxiety medication, which was really fucking hard. But now, you know, the valerian root held me down. I was calm and shit. Slept good, you know?
Nice,
I watched the whole season of, What We Do in the Shadows and shit, you know
what's
what
that?
I'm saying?
No,
it's a show about vampires.
Oh shit!
Early love that shit. That's one of my favorite TV shows. So yeah, man.
Nice, man.
Used to fucking you know, rest in peace to Peep and shit.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Through SoundCloud.
Damn.
Yeah, I found his SoundCloud when he had like a few hundred followers.
Mm-hmm.
The song just popped up for me, and I clicked on it, and I was like, wow. I had a little following going, and so I see him. I was just thought. I see something special, you know? So I just reached out to him. And when I clicked message, he was like, bro, scroll up and look at all the shit I used to send you.
Oh, shit.
And then I scrolled up and it was like, he'd been trying to contact me for years, you know, sending me like inspirational shit, you know? Like, so, and then we met in LA.
Yeah.
I saved up all my money. I was laboring, digging holes and shit. I told everyone I'm never coming back. Like, yeah, we all say that. And then I left. I actually see one of the guys not long ago in the pub.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he put his arm around me in front of all his boys with a high-vis vests on and shit. He's like, yeah, he stuck to his word. He never came back.
Yeah, that's one thing about this music shit, man. I would say, man, when you just got to be committed, man. Like, it's one of the most hardest things I would tell any, like, up-and-coming artist or somebody. Like, but, like, even for me, man, my whole entire 20s, I felt like I was fucking broke. Like, I couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I would take these fucking 12-hour trips to fucking New York and... on a Greyhound and just working in any studio I can, sleeping on floors and shit. It's just like, you gotta like go through that shit. Like it makes you so much more humble when the shit do works out.
Oh yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. One thing I always keep in my mind is like, well, me and my boy Rain, we would always have this quote pop up of like Bone Thugs, how like they had to get to LA to perform for Eazy-E, you know? And they was like robbing people and robbing car stereos and shit just to get a one-way flight, not knowing if they're going to get signed or even see Eazy-E. And then any time I like go to complain about a 12-hour flight or I thought, fuck that, Bone Thugs were robbing people for a one-way flight. I can't complain about a flight. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, chances make champions, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
You got to take the risk for the reward, you know? So
it's true.
But yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, I know a lot of people be like, man, you got to quit your job and, you know, that's the only way shit going to work out. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's more so like that. It's just all about you got to know what comes first, you know? And if you really want this shit, you're going to take all the fucking risks and you're going to be without, you're going to, you know? But I do feel like it has gotten a lot easier.
Oh yeah.
Since the, you know, like the SoundCloud and just the internet in general, just social media in general. Cause obviously me, man, like I was trying to get record deals for fucking 10 years, I feel like, you know, but when I think about it and I look back on those days, I wasn't ready for it.
Right.
I wasn't good enough. I mean, I'm immature as fuck. You get what I'm saying? I can admit that. And if I would have made it in my 20s, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I'd
be saying like a lot of these kids, you know, they just blow up so fast and you
and
know,
they lose it quick as well.
Yeah.
Though. That's the thing.
Yeah, because you don't really know how to handle it. So me, I wouldn't say I didn't start really getting traction till I was 30 or late 20s and shit. So it was like I made me appreciate it a lot more. And I was able to deal with a lot more too.
Because
because I've heard no for so long.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, that didn't never fucking, you know, that didn't never stop me from the goal. Like, yeah. You know, I would always still, because sometimes that shit could fuck with your self-esteem and shit, man. Mm-hmm. And just with making music in general, I've seen a lot of people that, you know, they have a certain style of they work and it don't work. So then they switch it up to try to do something that works.
The new person comes out. Like, mm-hmm. I was just thinking about it earlier. Like, I was just scrolling on Instagram and someone that I've followed for a while, you know, that dude Yeet is huge now. So
I love Yeet.
Yeah, he's great. But someone that's been like a boom bap rapper for fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
I see now their videos. He's like, super deep voice, you and Rich. I'm like, what the fuck happened to you, mate?
No, that's the most cringiest shit.
I was
ever,
like,
man.
Wow, he's typed in Yeet type beat. He's listened to his ad libs, used the Yeet reverb pack, whatever the fuck, effect pack, whatever you call it. I was like, man. But
that
then this is what they do though. And then the new guy comes out in a year, and then this dude will do that. They try whatever it is to. Just because it works for that dude, it doesn't mean it's gonna work.
I mean,
for
but
you.
Yeet is actually his own shit. Like, yeah. That is him. He is, I would say, in that lane of doing that style of music. Mm-hmm. He is creative when listen to his shit.
Definitely.
And then another thing too, I feel like with Yeet, every project you see him like open up a new door.
Mm.
Like if you listen to like his first shit to where he's at now, like he's always doing some new shit, man. So yeah. I fuck with him. I really do like his shit.
Yeah,
man.
He's great. I don't know a lot of his shit, but what I've heard, I can definitely tell that. He's making an impact by boom bap rappers trying to rap like him, sound like him.
And another thing that I just love is that, you know, even like people would say that's underground, but the shit is fucking huge.
Definitely,
I mean, just
because
it's not like
on
a radio or not on TV, like he can fucking sell out fucking tours.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, the kids really take to that shit, man. So I would definitely say, man, like anybody though, like, I feel like a lot of what happened with older rappers is they get caught up in what they kids like.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They kids start to become their A&Rs and then they be like, or even in the sense of that they want to like prove that they celebrities to their kids.
Mm.
So they'll make a song with somebody that they kids like more so than somebody that's influenced by them. Mm-hmm. That could, you know, that would probably appreciate making music with them more. And you're starting to see that more and more, man, which to me is cringy as fuck.
Yeah, man. It almost like tarnishes their legacy a little bit, you know. It's like you grow up on this shit, and now they're doing songs with, I won't say names, dressing like a new guy.
It is like, man, because it was always like gatekeeping when I was coming up in this shit. I'd be like, I wish y'all motherfuckers would gatekeep a little more. That's why I'd be like, fuck that. I'm honest about the shit that I like. You know what I'm saying?
And I
never would, just because some shit is hot right now. I mean. Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, when you've been listening to music for so long and you get a little older, it's some shit you just don't understand. The youth gonna do their own thing. You know, hip-hop is a young man game at the end of the day. The youth dictates what's going to go on. So there's a lot of shit that will come out and I'll be like, I don't really fuck. But I just didn't understand it. And years go by and you see the growth of that artist and where they at now. You're like, oh, okay. I see where it came from.
You know? I remember when you was talking about, you heard, what was that? Laughing to the Bank, Chief Keef.
Yeah, I love Chief
Keef. And you was like, it's almost like some punk rock shit.
Yeah.
And at first, I didn't understand what you meant. And then I gave it another listen and I was like, wow, like, I was listening to him, but that really opened up my ears too.
Yeah, you know? Even like Cardi. What Cardi is doing is definitely some straight up punk rock shit, man. And you can just, like, even you see where he grown to, from where he started at to where it's at. And it's like, man, you know, I always say, like, we watching a lot of these kids in real time, more so than, like, you know, by the time I got, you know, started, my shit was already developed. I'd already went through a couple of different styles. I already found myself. Because when you're that young, only thing you can possibly do is pretty much do what you like.
You
don't really got your own style yet. You don't even know who you are yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I always would say about you guys. You know what I'm saying? With y'all whole crew. Y'all knew what y'all was. Mm. Like, y'all had that shit together, man. So with the whole. And then it's, I mean, I see it now, like, you know. You could tell that the kids that came up listening to y'all and shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of them motherfuckers, man. The hairstyles as well.
Yeah.
The flows and shit,
I mean, it was a whole style. Y'all was definitely ahead of y'all time. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it was organic, too. It wasn't like y'all was trying to be something that y'all was not. It was like, you fuck with this shit.
We was just trying to be us. We weren't even trying to be us. We was just being us. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You listen to music your whole life and it molds you and you make a load of shit songs. Excuse me. You make some shit songs and you put them out.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But back then, it wasn't like so many eyes on you. You know, I could be weird in my garage and upload the song that night, and maybe 50 people would view it. Now it's like the whole world's watching, you know?
Yeah.
You had room to really experiment.
So even me, you know, I'm a huge fan of all the UK music, everything that came out. Mm. We got Dizzy Rascal, Boy in the Corner, is over 20 years now.
Yeah.
Which is fucking amazing. Like, what, it wasn't any like UK artists you was influenced by?
Definitely Dizzy. Yeah. My boy just, you said it was 20 years since Boy in the Corner.
I think it's over 20 years because it was 2003. So yeah, it is 20 years.
My boy went to see, he did like an anniversary of that album, and the stage was set up like the album cover. And he was sitting in a corner.
I watched it.
Man.
It's on YouTube.
I wish I was there.
Man, yeah, Dizzy is like, I've been, since, you know, it's been being out that, you know, they doing an anniversary and all that shit. Yeah. I've been just watching a lot of Dizzy stuff and just listening back to his music, man, and just, man, it still hits the same as it did, like, you know. And I remember I used to be sitting around the homies and shit. I'd be listening to Dizzy, right? They'd be like, what the fuck is this weird shit?
Are you listening to? Yeah, man. I bet that was confusing for them.
Yes, they was like,
what the fuck are you listening to?
Stop that.
Yeah. And they're thinking, what the fuck is this?
But even him, man, and that's why I will say, like, he was so fucking young when that album came out, man.
Very
I think
young.
He
says
16, 17, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I always look at, like I say, the youth run the shit, man, at the end of the day, man. So it's like, and you got to think, he was learning in real time where he found himself. Then you seen it grow to him doing shit like Dance With Me, and, you know, he started going a more pop route. But, man, just, this, and then this Mike Skinner's actually about to release a new album soon, too.
Oh, really?
So I'm super excited about that.
I loved that interview you done with him.
The boy, man. That's the boy, man. So, yeah, man, we'll jump into some of these Ask Danny's, man. You know, you can always hit me up. Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. So, man, you been working on any new music since you've been here?
Not really.
Just
man.
Living a family life, fucking relaxing and using and shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I just haven't been feeling it lately.
I mean, no. I feel like that's a thing with me, too. I mean, as much as I hate it, you know, I kind of have to be inspired to make music, because I always feel like I gotta live life to have some shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'll just be rapping about how good of a rapper I am.
Oh, no, I know. No one likes that shit, man. Fuck.
I would be an MC.
Or they write about writing. Like,
yeah,
I'm in my room writing. Like, yeah, we know.
So I gotta live life to fucking talk about shit. So now I feel like I'm at that point where I got a lot of shit to talk about. So now I'm about to go out on the road now with Peggy. So, you know, I'm bringing all my studio equipment,
which is
something I never did, because, you know, touring to me, I was always getting drunk and fucked up and shit and partying.
It's going
to
be very different for you now.
And all that shit. Yeah. I mean, it is hard, I will say, because even when I was in Australia, just, you know, you're just so used to, I guess, that liquid courage, you know,
because
I get
Dutch
fucking, I get nervous. I'm human, just like everybody else going on stage, so.
Like me coming in there with a million cameras looking at me. Like, whoa, this is a bit creepy.
I'm used to this shit.
I ain't. When I walked in there, I was like, what the fuck? All the paint on the walls and shit. Whoa. But yeah.
Even just with quitting smoking cigarettes, man. Mm. That's been a hard one, man. But I will say, man, like, cigarettes are disgusting, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
My homie, my DJ, he still smokes cigarettes. And he was smoking one side stage. And it took everything in the world for me not to ask him for a hit of that motherfucker before we went on stage. But once he finished it, just the smell of it,
how it
lingers on him, it gives me enough fucking ammo to not do that shit no more. Great. So, fuck that shit.
That's the thing. When you're smoking, you can't smell what it smells like. Someone else can look at you and think, what the fuck? You smell like shit. You know? You never want that.
It's disgusting, man. When you're smoking, you know, I think it fucks with your smell or some shit. So you don't really realize how bad it is.
Yeah.
But ever since I quit, like, just the smell of cigarettes is down there. Like, ugh. Then
well, congrats. Congrats for quitting, man.
I mean, it's only been 40-something days now, but it's been long
that's
enough
great.
For
it's
me.
It's not only 40 days. That's incredible, man.
Yeah. I was a person down there smoking a pack a day.
There you
sometimes
go.
Two packs a day, depending confident in what I'm doing.
It's a big achievement.
So you're sober too as well, right?
Fighting it.
You're fighting it.
No, I was seven.
I mean, you're still young, man. I've quit a lot of shit a lot of times. Yeah. You know, so, but at the age I am now, man, it definitely was time for me to be done with all that shit. Yeah. You know, I want to live, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I was 7 months sober from alcohol and everything, but then... Mm-hmm. You know, like
life happens, man.
Like you said on stage, it just took everything in you just to not have one puff of that cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that every day, then you're back on it.
Yeah, you're back in the loop. So, like Westworld, man.
Yeah.
All right, we'll jump into this. Mom on Tinder.
Ask Danny.
Hi, Danny. I'm 22 years old from Oregon. My mom is 46 and recently got up a 12-year relationship with my little brother's dad. She had asked me to help her create a Tinder profile, and I told her that's something she should do on her own. But she said it's difficult for her since she doesn't use any apps. Do you think I should help her or let her figure it out on her own? No, man. Do not help your mom create a Tinder. That's just kind of creepy.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just for the point, I wouldn't want my mom meeting random guys on the internet, even though that's how everybody meet nowadays. You know, it's just, I don't know. I don't think the, unless you want to get her a young tenderoni, I'm not saying. I mean, if it's anybody to hate on, it's your mom. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely say that. So, no, I wouldn't help my mom create no Tinder profile. She got to figure that shit out on her own. And furthermore, she shouldn't be trying to find guys on Tinder. Her age, it should be Facebook. Even though your mom's not that much older.
Bingo.
Than you know, but Facebook, man. And, you know, that age, you know, I feel like you can, it's more of a direct connection. She should hit a couple bars up. You know what I'm saying? Meet people in public. I just wouldn't want my mom being on Tinder, man, because I know she'll probably go crazy. You look up, it's just random dudes every other day. You're like, what, how the fuck you meet this motherfucker? Weirdo motherfuckers that you know is not even her type. She's just trying to figure it out. So, no, man, do not help your mom create a Tinder, man. I mean, I feel like a lot of people jumped on Tinder during the pandemic. I've never been good at day naps, I would say, me personally, because I don't know, man. Motherfuckers don't be knowing the right pictures to pick. Even for me, man, that shit fucks with my self-esteem, man. You don't want motherfuckers swiping left. What is it? Swiping left or swiping right, motherfuckers? You'd be like, damn, man, I just swipe right on everything. Like, fuck it. Let me see what I can pick. Let me get my pick of the litter. I don't turn down nothing. I would just swipe right on everything. Let me see. Creeps my odds, man.
I've seen someone do that in person. It creeped me out. I didn't even know what it was, that app. And mm-hmm. they've been up all night on a coke, and they was just swiping like this. I was like, bruv, what are you doing? He's like, oh, can I use your phone? I've been banned from the app. Nah. Banned from multiple apps for like swiping too much or some shit.
That's crazy. Cause yeah,
that's disgusting.
You ain't got no type. You just gotta you gotta go with what you could get, man. So that's what I would go with, man. I would just swipe right, man. Whoever, come on, let me see who I match up with. That don't necessarily mean you gotta talk to the bitch. Sometimes you just need that fucking that self-esteem boost, that dopamine. Like, oh yeah, this bitch will holler at me. That's right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But far as that, man, the thing that weirded me out is typing the bios and shit.
Yeah, what do you write?
Yeah.
I'm a young male. I like football.
Like how
cringy
do you not
is
sound
that?
Creepy?
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm
disgusting.
Saying?
Everything about it is disgusting.
Because if I say what I really want to say, ain't nobody going to swipe on
you
me.
Get
man.
Reported.
I'm like, I'm just looking for a bad bitch to hang out tonight. Just for the night. You know what I'm saying?
Few
that
hours.
Shit is not going to work. You know? So yeah, man, I would say, I don't feel like, man, you really, I mean, I guess Instagram would be considered a dating app at this point. I mean,
but there's a difference. You could both be interested in some shit and cross paths on Instagram in a kind of in a nice way. But
yeah.
Tinder, imagine meeting someone on Tinder and they've swiped right on you and you've connected or whatever. But previously she's been swiping through men like no, and now used to her talking like what the fuck.
And then it's even the whole weird shit of y'all meeting there, so then it's like if shit gets like, bitch, you gonna delete the app? Like how did that conversation come? Like,
she's
bitch,
still,
you still
on it when
you're
with her,
you know what I'm saying?
Still swiping.
Bitch, you still on Tinder? You know what I'm saying? She gotta keep her options open and shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
But yeah, I think I don't know, I feel like Tinder's probably, I wouldn't say I hear people, I ain't like I'm in a dating scene, so what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
But I want to say, I don't really feel like I hear people talk about like meeting on Tinder a lot. Oh, shit, excuse me. Yeah, it's getting to me. Let me go to the next one. Fucking Tinder, man. That's a weird name to pick for an app, though. Like, what does that fucking supposed to mean, man?
All right. Fuck knows.
Yeah, Tinder dick. That's what that is. All right. Next up, we got comedy music. What's comedy music? Okay. Hey, Danny, you make amazing music, and sometimes there's funny punchlines in your bars. Have you ever thought of making a comedy song or comedy hip-hop album? That would be fire if it was done right. I would say I kind of do. Like, but I would say some of my songs is more so like, I would say like sarcasm or more so like satire. in that sense, mm-hmm. you know. But it's a lot of good, dope motherfuckers that do comedy music now. Like, you got fucking Zach Fox and know Miles and Rico Trapp and
Miles. He's
I love him. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
We love that shit.
You got a lot of people that do it, man. I mean, for me, I just take rap too serious. But I think I feel like you could still make dope shit and be funny in it. You know, that's kind of how, like, Zach Fox is. I feel like, you know. But, yeah, I think I do in some sense. Like, if you take a song like fucking Life War too serious, man, like, that shit is just being, it's like satire. It's like comedy, man. So I feel like, and even the way I approach writing songs, you know, kind of learned from watching a lot of stand-up, you know, where it's just set up punchline, you know. Or even a song like Dirty Laundry, which for me was just completely me trying to recreate like a stand-up set within a song. So, yeah, so a lot of times when you write songs like that, man, you're not necessarily like trying to say like truthful shit. Like, if you believe I really had a 300-pound bitch just because I said it in a song, like, that's not the truth. I mean, about 2-something, but, you know.
From Tinder.
Not Tinder. Was back in the days. That was just a straight up, I'm from the old school. That was a straight up just call chat lines. You know, the phone, like, you got to fucking hit the button. Like, you like, and the fucked up shit about call chat lines, man, back in the day, man, a bitch will sound amazing. You're like, damn, this bitch voice bad. Then this bitch sound bad. You ain't had no pictures of them. You just going by voices.
Yeah.
And you realize, man, the most fucked up looking bitches have a beautiful voice, man. So. It'll get you, man. But that shit is dangerous, man. Like, meeting motherfuckers, man, like, I feel like now, that shit's just dangerous, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, it's over me, man. So, yeah, I mean, as far as that, man, I mean, no, I feel like your music is a lot more serious. It wasn't jokey shit within your shit, man.
I mean, it's always been like a release for me, like almost like therapy.
Yeah.
It sounds so cliche. Everyone says that now. My music is therapy, but really it is, man.
No, for me the same way, because it's a lot of times where my music, I will say shit in songs that I wouldn't actually say to a person.
Yeah.
Just with my feelings and shit. That was the way I get it out. I mean, I guess it's more fucked up that instead of me telling one person, I say it to the entire world. Yeah. But it's some way, it just comes out better when you're saying it over a beat with a good melody. Yeah, I don't know, man. People can take to it easier, man. Yeah. So, yeah, so a lot of times, I feel like a lot of my songs was like cry for help.
Oh, yeah. Like the end of XXX. I actually had tears in my eyes. I was like, fuck, I want to help this guy.
I had tears in my eyes recording it.
The last 10 years, I've been so fucking stressed. I was like,
I remember that studio session. I mean, you can hear me kind of crack on there a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But that was just me, man. I used to, now it's a lot more, I put a lot more effort into post recording and all that shit. But back then, I was always just, it was more so about me getting the lyrics all the way right, you know, having every word perfect. I would just try to capture an emotion more so than anything. Like, I couldn't have did that in 2 takes. That was literally the first, I did that in 1 take. I probably recorded that shit at like 5 o'clock in the morning. It's probably like fucking 15 degrees outside. I remember that shit, man. That shit was fucked
up. If you would have fucking been punching in, it wouldn't have hit the same note, you know?
But I used to be so fucked up off Adderall. It'd be like, I was going a mile a minute back then, man. So that shit was just like fucking easy to me at this time, man.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Next up, we got dating single moms. Sup, Danny and the Booth boys. I'm 28 years old with full custody of my daughter. Dating life is hard for full-time dad. Bitches always be like, hit me up when she's with her mom. Well, she's not. She always with my ass. I meet a lot of single moms through my daughter's school activities. Problem is, single moms are crazy as fuck. But bitches without kids don't understand how hard it is raising a kid, and they get jealous of the lack of time they get. What do I do? Date these cheating single moms or date these crybaby ass kidless bitches? Big fan, looking forward to more music. I guess for the most part, man, you're still pretty young, 28 years old. I mean, you at this point, man, like you say, man, you fucking raising your daughter, so I think it should be more thinking I'm raising your daughter than the bitches. The bitch is going to come. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about bitches, man. You think too hard about trying to find one, you'll never get one. So you just got to just live life, focus on taking care of your daughter, and the right one to pop up. I know that sounds stupid, but for the most part, I think it probably would be more easier to date a single mom than it is to date a person with no kids. I know me, you know, dating girls with kids is pretty hard. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to party. You want to hang out. She ain't got time for that. She got to fucking take care of the kids, get them ready for school, do all that shit. And you got to put the kid first over everything. So for the most part, man, I would say, man, you just got to focus on raising your daughter. And, you know, the right woman to pop out, man. You just got to, I'm sorry. That's the struggle of having kids, man. Your life is over. You know what I'm saying? I had young parents, and they didn't want their lives to be over. They still was partying and shit. And look how I turned out. You don't want her to be like this. So for the most part, I would just say, man, yeah, just focus on your daughter, man. Fuck these bitches, man. The bitches will come, man. You know what I'm saying? And she's going to get to the point where she's old enough to where you're going to be able to date. You don't want to, you know, choose too early. You know what I'm saying? And miss out on the right one. So for the most part, man, just chill, man. Don't even think about no bitches right now, man. You got a daughter to raise. You know? That's what I
do. It will happen when it happens.
Yeah. That's the best way you can go about it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, me, you know, my daughter's fucking 20-something now, so, you know, hanging out with her is just like, it's one of the funnest times, you know. So yeah. I would say, man, you know, that's all your life needs to be focused on. I hate to say it like that because it sounds cliche as fuck. But, man, hey, man, I'm not a fucking parent counselor, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a guy out here dating. I'm a one-woman man right now, man. So it's hard, though, man. That shit's hard, man. Because a lot of, you know, I mean, that's just a hard one to deal with, man, when you're a fucking single dad dealing with a daughter. You know, like, I don't know how to fucking do no braids or fucking do your hair for school and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, raising a woman has to be really hard. So I just think you probably need to put all your fucking attention to that, man. So, hey, there we go. All right. Next up, we got A Little on the Thick Side. Hey, Danny. Coming at you live from Antarctica, Minnesota. It's a Antarctica, Minnesota, or he just joking? Hold up. I need to see that. I think he just joking because Minnesota is pretty much like Antarctica. That's,
yeah, it might be a joke. I don't know.
Nah, this nigga just joking. All right.
Oh, shit. Fuck. God.
I grew up very unpopular and chubby. After I grew into my body in high school, I became the cute white girl with a fat ass who always got a ton of attention in college in my mid to late 20s. But now I'm in my 30s and haven't changed much physically, no kids either, and I feel like Shrek's cousins. Why are naturally thicker, not fat, women seen as disgusting and unattractive all of a sudden? Who are you talking to? You must be, you know I'm a nigga. You got the right one, baby. I've seen this far too much, me growing up, where the fat girl in elementary school turned out to be a thickeroni by the time y'all get grown. So I would say, man, no, it's just, I think men like more curvier women nowadays. I think I ain't gonna lie, the skinny girls are coming back. The sneaker bodies, you know, the skinny girls that you don't know got a fat ass, then you be like, God damn, you got a fat ass. But no, for the most part, man, it sounds like you amazing. It sounds like sounds like you a nice pog. So I would say for the no, you're not disgusting, unattractive, but I'm one person that's not gonna fat shame, you know what I'm saying, me personally, man. But for the most part, man, the best thing you can possibly do, man, you know, tone that shit up, you know, if you feel like, you know, you got to get in the gym. I mean, I hate to say it because, you know, if you was always a little big on the big side, once the older you get, you know, it's harder to lose that shit. So right now you in your 20s, you can tone that shit up and be a official brick house. So the best thing you can do is get in the gym. I mean, or even just eat healthy, I would say, for the most part. But don't lose the weight because ain't nothing worse than, you know, when it's a nice thickeroni, then they lose all the weight and get skinny and shit. They look kind of weird. Necks be all fucking fat and shit, but the rest of the body be toned up. So for the most part, no, you sound like you're a hottie. But yeah, man, you been in the gym and shit working out?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I remember you was a skinny lad.
Skinny and the next bastard,
thing I know,
yeah.
You bulked up. You was out here diesel and shit, man.
It was more of a mental health thing. That's really? How I started it. Mm-hmm. It's never been like, oh, I want to be big. It's just like therapy again.
Yeah, no,
not
I
to be
say...
cliche, but you get in there, let everything out, play some music, mm-hmm. leave everything in the gym, you know?
No, I definitely say that. That definitely helped with me. I mean, I was working out all the time. I actually fucking fell off after I came back from New York.
It happens, man. It happens.
Yeah, you fall off. You just got to get back on track. I'm going to try my best to stick to a good regimen while I'm on the road. Even though I know that's hard, because it's so hard to eat healthy when you're on the road. It's just traveling.
Yeah.
It's just you eat a lot of bullshit and this and that. But I'm going to do my best to try to stay disciplined.
Always start the tour thinking this one's going to be different. I'm going to eat healthy. And then you drive by McDonald's at 5 a.m.
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, can't help it.
It's just one of those things where you got to get what you can get. So,
exactly,
you know, and
yeah.
then some of these places, man, everywhere ain't Austin, Texas, where you can get any fucking thing you want at fucking 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Some places, you know, you in fucking Indiana or some shit and there's only fucking, you know. A Shake Shack. I mean, not Shake Shack. What the fuck they got? I can't think of it, man. But yeah, you only could get fucking, you know, fast food and shit like that. But for the most part, man, I'm going to try to do my best to stay to, like, eating fruits and, you know, mm-hmm. get my veggies and shit, man. Because I've noticed, man, like I say, I fell off when I went to New York. And the only reason I really fell off because it's just hard for me to go to New York and not get a fucking chopped cheese, man. I fucking
What's
live
a chopped cheese?
Shit.
I don't know
it's
what
it's pretty
is.
Much like a chopped up hamburger.
Oh, yeah?
They're so good. I mean, when I was doing Danny's house, I fucking was eating chopped cheeses every night. Because New Yorkers, you know, they don't sleep. So you can go get a fucking, I fall asleep early, wake up 2 a.m, walk across. Look at them motherfuckers. They're beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I go get me a fucking chopped cheese, smash that motherfucker, fall right back to sleep. I gained fucking like 20 pounds doing that fucking show. Just eating in New York. I mean, New York has amazing food. It's just one of those places. Like, I mean, I would say Austin too. I mean, Texas in general.
Yeah.
Texas, they just
barbecue food out there.
Yeah, and they put so much fucking seasoning on everything, man. Now I be getting. I got some fish and chips in Australia. I'm like, man, this shit ain't got no fucking seasoning on it, man. It ain't. Is it any foods you miss from back home that you like?
None.
Oh yeah. So you already converted.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm Americanized. Man, I was in the fucking elevator. Last night, and there was like an older couple in there,
mm-hmm.
probably like 60 or some shit. I was like, "What do you do?" Didn't mm-hmm. say hello. Just was like, "I make music and stuff." And like, "Oh, where are you from?" I'm like, "The UK." And I forgot what I was completely forgot what I was about to say. That was it. Yeah, we ended up having a chat and then walked out. And I said, I feel like I'm getting Americanized, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, yeah, at the beginning, you called us y'all.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I didn't even realize it, bro. Like, wow.
The slang is
calling
changing
people
up.
Y'all.
Yeah, the slang is changing up. No, I mean, that just happens, man. You become like pretty much like a chameleon type shit, man.
Yeah.
You become what you're around. That's just
certain different words. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, you're never going to lose the accent.
Garbage.
The accent ain't going to go nowhere. You don't have that shit forever.
I hope not. But yeah, like garbage. I call it rubbish. Or like,
yeah.
There's a ton of words that have mm-hmm. changed now.
I feel like my favorite UK snack is Monster Munch.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
I fucks with the Monster Munch,
pickled onion.
You
banging.
The pickled onion. But one thing I do love. I mean, I always get fish and chips out there.
Oh yeah,
I always get the fish and chips and every more and more I've I think I seen a Five Guys in London.
Oh, they got everything now. They got Popeyes, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. That's my favorite meal in the world. My daughter asked me yesterday. She said, "What would your last meal be? Like, what's your favorite meal?" Basically, I was like, "Popeyes." She's like, "What?"
Yeah. I had those fucking ghost pepper wings. They fucked my stomach up, man.
That sounds
good. But
scary.
They were good. I'm not gonna lie. But they do. Popeyes got these new fucking them strawberry biscuits. Them shits are.
I don't like the biscuits, man. It's
I mean,
too dry.
Yeah. But the strawberry ones, for some reason, man, them motherfuckers is pressure, man. I was like, God damn, this got to be like 2,000 calories a biscuit, man. But I couldn't stop myself. I just kept smashing. Oh, they 290. They ain't bad, but that's damn near a Big Mac. You can fucking eat a Big Mac over them motherfuckers, man. So, God damn.
Yeah, I don't like them biscuits.
No, the strawberry biscuits is fire. Y'all
have
had them shits?
I'll have to try the strawberry one.
Y'all niggas don't be eating no Popeyes, man. Y'all ain't no real niggas.
Yeah, I love Popeyes, but I ain't had this.
That motherfucker good to the motherfucker. You know what else fucked me up too, man? Y'all had the fucking crumble cookies?
Nah.
Them shit.
From Popeyes?
No, it's a spot out here called Crumble Cookie.
Oh, shit.
And they got these big-ass fucking cookies, man. I mean, I don't know who can eat that cookie in one sitting. And I'm not like a fucking cookie, pastry, cake-eating motherfucker. Them motherfuckers go right there on Uber Eats. My daughter liked them. She's like, "Can you give me some crumble cookies?" So I ordered, you know, they only got like six flavors. So I just ordered one of each flavor. I'm thinking they're going to be, you know, some regular size cookies. These motherfuckers like fucking flying saucers and shit, man. Like, you can only eat them, bitch. I was taking a piece of them. I think I ate on them cookies for like 5 days. But the thing is about them, you know how cookies, you know, you get them fresh and they are extra soft and moist and shit. And then, you know, they eventually get hard and crunchy. No, these motherfuckers stayed moist for like 6 days, man. I'm like, wow. What the fuck is wrong? I had to throw the rest of them away.
Frisbee.
I'm like, this can't be good for me, man. But hey, shouts out to Crumble Cookie. Y'all killing motherfuckers slowly, man.
Cause I know that.
Yeah, man.
It's nice, huh?
They out here, though, man. You want to get you a nice cookie? Holla, they got them on Uber Eats, too, man. So,
Yeah,
they hit some bad motherfuckers. I think my favorite one was like, I want to say like a peanut butter chocolate chip situation. That motherfucker was hitting.
I had frozen yogurt for the first time.
Frozen yogurt?
Yeah. I never even heard of it.
Oh, shit. They don't got frozen yogurt in UK?
What is the other shit?
It's frozen yogurt, then it's some other shit. What's the other shit?
It's just frozen yogurt and ice cream, right?
Gelato?
Yeah, gelato.
Oh, gelato. No,
I fucked with the gelato.
I thought that was weed.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, they got the name from that, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't had that.
But I fucks with the gelato. Gelato is like some Italian shit, though, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Shouts out to the Sopranos. I think that's it. I think that's where I first heard it. But yeah, gelato is good. See, I'm not really a snack. I mean, you know, I like chips and shit, which is my fucking downfall. But even with that, man, I like plain chips the most. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which I come to find out is just as fucked up as eating fucking flavored chips and all that shit, man. But yeah, I think chips is my problem. Like when I'm in the plane and shit, I always grab a bag of chips and shit like that, man.
Yeah, we call them crisps.
Yeah, crisps. I grab me a bag of
chips.
Crisps.
I think of like chips you dip in ketchup, fries.
Yeah, yeah. But even when I was just in Australia, man, they fucked me up, man. They had chicken flavored chips. Chicken flavored. I'm like, man, no way.
That's normal. Yeah. You don't know about that.
No, man. We ain't got no fucking chicken flavor. I'm like, man, ain't no way.
Shit. Roast chicken.
Yeah,
all
them
that
Smiths
shit.
Right there, man. I'm like, ain't no way.
Yeah, that's regular, man.
These chips about to taste like chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Why these motherfuckers
taste
like
chicken?
And
they're always accurate.
Dog, I smashed them bitches, man.
You feel like you're eating a roast chicken.
Yes, I smashed. Ain't no way, man. I'm like, oh, so yeah, it's definitely fake chicken in the world. They always be talking about the fucking fake meats and shit. You know what I'm saying? Horse it's meat. Definitely, yeah, fucking AI meat. That's
AI
what that shit
meat.
Is.
Generate it. I want it seasoned.
That shit is AI meat. But no, man, that shit was fucking straight up, man.
What do you think about AI then?
AI, I think it's all about, I mean, like the chat GPT
yeah,
and
I just,
all that shit.
I've been on it recently for the first time. I thought, fuck it. I keep hearing about it everywhere I go. I'm going to try it. I was writing a product description for something. I said, write me a product description about this item. And I couldn't believe it. You can see them typing in real time and then bang. Copy and paste it.
I know a lot of people are hating on it and shit. But I mean, I think it's all about how you use it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like even like it's a lot of different softwares just helping you make beats and shit.
Yeah.
And then like even like the AI Drake where they recreating songs and shit like that. I mean, I think for the most part, man, it's all about how you use it. Like, you know, I mean... I'm not hating on it at all, because, you know, anything that's fucking easier. I mean, one thing I am hating on is the AI girlfriends. I've seen that. Yeah, they got these AI girlfriends now. You can go on, like, this site, and then you can get you an AI girlfriend. You can pretty much...
What happens, though? What do you mean, AI girlfriend?
You talk to her every night.
It's just a chat. It's just
she
a bot.
She used ChatGPT.
It's just a bot,
and she actually have, like, yeah, so, you know, like a waifu. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, you know, you could talk to the bitch every day and be like, yo, what's up, bitch?
What the fuck, man?
See what I did today? But, you know, and she's really, and that shit's just going to get creepier and creepier. The only reason why I say that, man, because there's some motherfuckers, man, they don't really, they can just be good with this. You know what I'm saying? And that's bad, man.
Well, look in Japan. They got all kinds
they've been
ahead for fucking years with these robots and
But
shit.
Yeah, having an AI girlfriend is creepy, man. You can't tell nobody that. I just got a relationship. With what, my AI bitch? Like, what the fuck, man? So, yeah, I just will. I just want to know, like, do the AI girlfriend, like, does she get mad at you about certain shit? You know? I want to try it out. I mean, I'm not going to try it out. I'm sorry, baby. I ain't say that. My girl will get mad at me about that shit. You talking to these AI bitches? No, I'm not. I'm not, you know? All right. Next up, we got music games. Do you have any opinions on Steam music rhythm games? You know, like Muse Dash. Yes, I play Muse Dash all the time. I love Muse Dash. But when I think about like music games, for the most part, it was a I feel like it was a PlayStation game. Like back in the day, was it that MTV music generator?
You can make your own beats on PS1,
right? Yeah,
like,
and I remember a lot of like, you know, like seeing Dizzy Rascal say he started out making beats on that. Crazy. I feel like it created a lot of producers back then. You know, it's pretty much like, I want to say like a Fruity Loops before Fruity Loops, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I still see a lot of people still use it to this day just to create some cold shit. So yeah, man, I really love those type of music games. Now the music games I really hated was that fucking, like, it was, I mean, you know, I love Guitar Hero. I love
DJ
Rock Band,
Hero
but
and all
the
that. You're
fucking
talk,
DJ. Yeah, fuck how off. You know I was going to say
I
that?
I knew it. A friend in school had it, and he's sitting there, and I was like, nah, this ain't it.
I hated that shit, ain't man. It, that was the one that I didn't
that
really
shit
fuck with.
Terrible.
But I really love Parappa the Rapper.
I've never even looked that up. I've always seen his name. What is that?
Yeah,
then?
Parappa the Rapper. He was like this, he was a rapping dog. And you always get yourself in these situations and he had to bust bars about it. Yeah. You have to like pick the bars and shit you would want him to say and it would dictate the outcome of the game. I actually feel like they should bring Parappa back, man. Look, he had the Scully on. Look at the drip, man.
I remember seeing it. I didn't know what it was, though.
I really love Parappa. It was first PlayStation. Yeah. I had it on PSP, too. All right.
I'll have to try that out.
I actually got an emulator. I might have to run some Parappa. I mean, I know it probably ain't going to hit the same if I ran it back now. Mm-hmm. I used to smoke a lot of weed then, so... I don't know about Parappa solo. You know what I'm saying?
Well, your Steam Deck, you got an emulator or not?
Yeah, yeah. I got all the emulators. Been playing a lot of GameCube games.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part.
Metroid Super Mario Prime. Sunshine was a good one on there.
Yeah. I got that Luigi's Mansion and fucking, you know, a lot of shit. The Resident Evils.
Oh, yeah.
And then, what's my other? I can't think. Don't get me to start talking. All right. We'll jump to some white people shit. But yeah, man. That's one thing about the Steam Deck, man. It became like... Fuck, so I know it's really going to help me on the road, I wasn't doing shit. I literally was sitting in my fucking hotel room playing fucking, I finally finished Detroit, yeah, I said that, I finished Detroit. Becomes Human. So now I'm looking for another game to play right now. I really was, yesterday, I was really struggling trying to figure out how to fucking get Diablo on my shit.
Oh,
it wasn't working out for me, but one of Peggy's homies, he got a Steam Deck, he going to help me out with getting some of these emulators to work. But yeah, man. So for the video games, I don't really know, man, what's going on. I've actually, before I left, I just downloaded a shit ton of games, so I really don't know what I'm gonna be playing. I think I'm finally gonna fire up Grand Theft Auto again.
Which one?
I mean the last one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Only reason I have trouble playing that because they got too many fuck. I can't take hearing my fucking cell phone shit, man. It just makes me cringe.
Let's start trying to get you to do some heist.
My fucking, like, I got so many songs on there and didn't hear my fucking voice. It just makes me fucking cringe. Yeah. But all right. White people shit.
White people shit.
Ethnicity percentages. Hey, Danny, recently at my school, we were talking about our family histories, and I noticed that all the whitest kids will give exact percentages of their background. Is this white people shit? Much love from Australia. George, definitely. No, there ain't no white people shit. I be giving my percentages, too, you know, since they got to 23andMe. Which 23andMe is crazy, man. Or they just send you some shit and be like, spitting this motherfucker. And you send it back. I mean, that got to be some nasty shit. We did a 23andMe for our dog, actually, to figure out what her whole shit. Yeah, but ditto. Because, you know, she got a little Frenchie in her, so we wanted to figure that shit out. But yeah, and it said I'm a little British.
Yeah.
I got a little British up in me, you know
Let's
what I'm
go.
Saying? My brother.
Yes, brother.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, no wonder why I love all this UK shit, man. That's why that shit is all up in me. I just went and bought me a tracksuit and some Air Maxes. Like, fuck that shit.
AMX 95.
Road mine, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. But no, I wouldn't say that, man. I actually, as much shit as I'm talking about it, it just would be crazy to me to be handling all that spit. But I think... Yeah, it's disgusting, man. Like, you got all these different people spits, you fucking breaking down and figuring it out and shit. But for the most part, man, I do know that it does help with crime. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, if any motherfucker send they shit to 23andMe, you just gave them your DNA. So if you do anything, we know who your punk ass is. So you better keep it on the right side of the law if you did 23andMe. But no, I think that's great that people could go and figure out, you know, their lineage and all that shit, figure out where they come from, and you know, it gives you much more perspective on shit, you know what I'm saying? So, and the cool thing about 23andMe is that you find relatives that you didn't know had exist. You know, every day I check my email, I got a new cousin. I mean, I'm not saying I'm about to holler at them, you know what I'm saying?
Start asking, like, you for shit.
Yeah, you know, I you know, but they like, this your cousin. I'd be like, damn, I got family in Florida, I got family here, I got family there. So that's just cool. I mean, you never know, you might need some help in one of those small towns or something. You going 23andMe, you got some people out there, man. So, but no, I wouldn't say that's white people shit, man. If anything, shit, that's some nigga shit. Because we don't know where the fuck we came from half the time. So we need to figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I got some African in me, obviously. You know,
you do hear white people talk about that a lot. Though. I got 3% Native American.
Because they just be wanting to say nigga. They just be wanting a little excuse. They be like, you know what I'm saying? I got 4% African in me. Yeah, everybody got African in them, motherfucker. That's where motherfucker started at.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they always, you know, they just be wanting to say nigga. That's Native. All that is. But next up, white people shit. We got ugly sweaters. Our ugly sweater parties, white people shit. I definitely think they are. Much love, peace. No, I don't think ugly sweaters. I think niggas be doing that shit too, nah. I think ugly sweaters is just like, that's just like some office-based kind of like cool work party theme kind of thing to do. I mean, you know, I mean, for the most part, man, I just think that's just like some festive shit to do, man. You know, that's the holidays. Everybody get a fucking ugly sweater. So I wouldn't say that's white people shit, man. I think y'all just take it a little too far because y'all wear that shit all the time. Y'all just don't wear it around the holidays. So you know what I'm saying? But for me, like an ugly sweater could be a Coogi. Mm. I bust out with a Coogi sweater or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But y'all, the funny shit about y'all motherfuckers in the UK, y'all got the, what is it, the stag parties? What's that? Where motherfuckers be, I think when they get married or some shit and motherfuckers be dressing up in costumes and shit to go hang out and shit.
Oh, stag party. Yeah. I couldn't understand what you were saying. Thinking, what the fuck?
Like, I think that's...
Stag party, yeah. Is that not an American thing?
No, that's not an American thing. Only way I know about it, because I'm a huge fan of People Just Do Nothing. And I remember they had that episode with the, when Grindr dressed up in a Ninja Turtle costume where they went out and they, so stag parties, man.
Yeah,
they'd
it's like, a common
stag,
thing.
Stag.
You'll be in a pub having a drink with your pals and then a load of like 20 like middle-aged women will come in with like bright pink shit with like fucking necklaces with dicks on it and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You're about to get married. What are you doing?
So what was it that, why did Grindr dress up in the Ninja Turtle costume? Like, what was that whole thing about?
Shit, I don't remember. I'm not too sure.
Like, do the dudes like put on costumes and some shit?
Nah.
Oh, that must have just the girls. Funny shit. Yeah, I know the girls, they had a shit.
Or maybe the guys do. I'm not sure. Oh, I've only ever seen it with women though, like in real life. Yeah,
see how these motherfuckers dressed up like Smurfs
shit.
And shit.
I didn't know the guys dressed up.
Yeah, because in that episode, Grindr dressed up in a Ninja Turtle costume and he was pissed because I think didn't nobody else dress up. And he was the only one running around town in a Ninja Turtle costume. He was pissed. But yeah, I'm mad that they took that shit off Netflix, man. If anybody never watched People Just Do Nothing, it's one of my favorite TV shows to ever be created.
Yeah.
And it actually started off a fucking YouTube short show, which I mean... That's where YouTube is at. I mean, the internet in general, and I think that's such a cool thing, even though we're going through this SAG strike right now. So, you know, I side with my motherfucking actors and shit, man. Got to get that shit together. But, man, where they find out these YouTube shorts and shit and then create whole episodes about it. And they actually was, you know, they was trying to, the same way how they did The Office, they was going to make an American version of that shit.
With The Office.
No, I'm saying where people just do nothing.
Oh, they were trying to make an American version. Don't do it.
No. I think they went into production then some type of way it didn't work out.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those
things. Like that make me angry. Genuinely angry. Like when you said it, I was like, I just felt my body like cripple up a bit.
Yeah, and it was gonna be like Las Vegas DJs. They're gonna be like DJs.
It just sounds shit.
Yeah, it does.
Going from garage MCs to Las Vegas DJs.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It does.
Leave it in the bin.
So are you ever into garage or any of that shit?
Yeah. I was raised on that shit. Yeah drum and bass, jungle, garage, happy hardcore, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, now I've been back into it. I mean, I've been listening to like the old Goldie stuff.
And, DJ Luck, MC Neat.
Yeah, all that shit. And, I had started listening to Naya Archives and just listening to her shit, man. And it just made me go back into listening to all that shit again. So yeah, man, the UK reigns supreme, man, when it comes to that shit. I mean, me being from Detroit is not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
How we had Ghetto Tech and techno and all
that shit. Yeah, you actually put me onto that Ghetto Tech. DJ Omega.
Mm-hmm. Assault and all that shit.
Yeah, man.
I actually had DJ Assault play Bruiser Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, yeah?
Which is fucking great, man.
Sick.
It was killed that shit, man. I mean, that's because it's pretty much like, you know, and you'll find that in a lot of different... places in America, man, where it's like that's their culture of shit. They have their own music that they party to, like
Chicago, the house music.
Chicago got house music. Yeah. New Orleans have they bounce music.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? You go around and like, cause I remember, you know, just going to house parties or like going to nightclubs and shit. We didn't listen to fucking Top 40 radio. It was just always like DJ Assault shit and shit like that, man.
So, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall and see what that was like.
Oh man,
back then
it was musty.
Yeah,
it was musty. Motherfuckers just sweating, jitting and shit, man. But yeah, man, that was. Fun time. It was almost like back then, man. If you ain't dance, you ain't getting no girls, man.
Was
back then. Yeah, I think now you just got to show up, dripped out, be cool.
Louis Vuitton show.
We call that shit wallflowers. You'd be a fucking wallflower and shit. You can still pick up chicks. But back then, man, y'all ass had to bust some moves. You want to get some chicks and shit, man. Hell yeah. Growing up, I remember like school dances and shit and all that kind of shit. I don't even know, do schools even do that kind of shit no more, man?
Not sure.
That got to be fucking crazy, man. So, man, I know you said you wasn't making any music right now, man. But when the inspiration hit, are you gonna get back in it, man?
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's something you can't really control. If it hits, it hits, mm-hmm. you know. But I've been making art, you know, like painting okay. and stuff, and just making clothes. And I got my clothing line.
I mean,
so.
You still got your release. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah,
so this shit
I have
here?
To. Nah. I know, right? Yeah, this ain't my shit. But yeah. Just whatever fills up my cup, you know, like whether I want to paint something one day or I want to make figures too. I want to like 3D print figures and paint them and put
the
them in resin.
3D printing shit is fucking crazy. Like motherfuckers 3D printing guns and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
man,
the switches on them and shit.
Oh, man, that shit just make me feel scared for humanity, man. Oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck is going to happen, man?
Yeah.
When everybody can just 3D print a gun. Because it's eventually going to be a thing where everybody has a fucking 3D printer mm-hmm. in their house. It's just going to be fucking normal.
And they're cheap.
Time.
You look on Amazon right now, they're like $100.
Yeah, I know.
And you can print a gun, probably.
Yeah. That's fucking scary, man.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, even that, just coming to America now, especially Texas now, where everybody got a fucking
gun. Oh, man,
I've
got to tell you a story real quick. I'm into sports cards and shit, you mm-hmm. know, like basketball and shit. So I'd sold a card on eBay. You know, you grade the cards, you know, and shit like that. So I was on my way to USPS, and I got out of the car. My Uber driver, we had a great conversation. Was listening to music, and he asked me what I do, blah, blah, blah. I get out of Uber, I go into USPS. I hate that word, by the way, USPS. It's,
I mean,
it feels too long.
Because like, then it's UPS, then it's just confusing.
Yeah, but anyway, I go in there, talk to the lady, send out my card, come back, and I go up to my Uber, and I start tugging on the door. And I'm thinking, why ain't he opening the door? And I could hear music playing. It sounded just like the song we was just playing. I'm thinking, this is my Uber. I'm knocking on the window, I'm pulling on the door, nothing. And then I put my hands like this. It was an old white dude with a fucking revolver waving it. I'll kill you. He's like, I'll kill you.
The fuck out of him.
I put my hands up like this. I was like, man, it was like the worst thing I could have said, like being from the UK. I was like, Uber. Like, I felt like fucking, mm-hmm. I don't know, I froze, you know. I was just like, sorry, my Uber's over there. And I looked over and my Uber driver's there, like black dude in a car.
Oh, yeah.
In his eyes, he's like, yeah, he sent him. I had cornrows and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he sent him to rob me.
Oh, shit.
He wanted to kill someone.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
He was waiting for it. And where we are, it's a pretty, some parts of it are pretty racist, you know? So, I mean, yeah, he had it worked out in his head.
Yeah, he was scared. He seen you with them tattoos on your face. Yeah. He was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
And I got in my Uber and his car drove. He followed me the whole way to my Uber, by the way, with his gun.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And when I got in the car, even until I couldn't see the car, I was still like bracing to get shot in the face.
Mm.
I was in the back of the car like this, just like, it's going to happen. And until I couldn't see the car, I was like, I'm safe.
Yeah, God bless, man.
And then even like a week ago, was walking to the park, a guy pulled a gun out and pointed it at me in the car. I was like,
for
what
no
the
reason?
Fuck, bro? I'm walking to the park.
Mm.
Rolled the windows down. He was hanging a gun out the window. I was just looking at him like, it was weird that it was a bit normalized to me, though.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. My adrenaline, I was throwing up and shit, but I was like, wow, this is like normal now.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
America.
I mean, it's just Texas, too, though. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like that everywhere in America. It's just Texas. Everybody got guns here. It's just like gun culture here in that sense. You know?
I know, yeah.
Shit, I got me a couple pistols. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing.
Yeah, what you got? So,
okay, we can talk about that. For the most part, man. Yeah, so, man, we about to get up out of here in a minute, man. We'll spin the wheel one time. See what we get.
My eyesight is disgusting. Can't see nothing. Just green and yellow.
You wear glasses?
Yeah, not today.
Pete Davidson.
Don't like him.
Why you don't like Pete Davidson?
He's all right. It's just one little skit. I feel like he was trying to take the piss out of me
when
and
he
Pete.
Did the SoundCloud rapper shit.
It was like before Peep died, I had blue hair, Peep had pink hair, and he was like, yeah, swag and all that. I just drawn on tattoos. I was like, you know what, mate?
I don't even think he probably had nothing to do with that. You know, they got writers at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, just, someone needs a slap.
Yeah, but no, that was a little cringy, I will say. But Pete Davidson, for the most part, man, I think he's a cool guy. He always getting the bitches and shit, so, you know, I don't know, man. I can't say I've,
Yeah.
You didn't like
that. I don't know
that
about
shit.
That.
You're right, though.
Just when he died, I had that same hair, blue and the white,
yeah,
and he had pink and black. It's like, hang on a minute, a bit too close, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what, fuck the video, I just mean image-wise.
Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah.
I think they were just kind of taking the piss out of that whole scene.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, I can't say if he came up with the skit, because I know SNL, they got a lot of writers and shit, so ain't no telling. But SNL been kind of, they've been kind of falling off for a long time, man. I mean, yeah, SNL. I mean, you know, growing up watching that shit, man, that was like my Saturday, man. Now I don't. If I'm watching fucking Saturday Night Live, man, on a Saturday night, man, somebody need to call and check on me, man, because I need somebody to talk to. It's really going
down.
So
what was they playing back in the day on that then?
I mean, that's when, like, you know, I feel like, I can't remember. I can't really remember my time, but just the sketches and shit, man. You know, just fucking lower expectations and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's my days. But I've actually went back and just watched all the old school ones when they had, like, Eddie Murphy and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And fucking, you know, so, all right, we'll get up out this motherfucker, man. Thank you so much for coming
through, man,
dog. So happy to fucking finally meet your ass after all this time, man.
You got to, where is the triple X tattoo?
That's what I'm saying, my
first
dog.
Time, listen, let me tell the camera real quick. First time we ever spoke, I got this tattoo. We used to play this shit, just like how you used to play Boy in the Corner.
Mm-hmm.
I would play that and have my friend, what the fuck is this? You know, that kind of shit, you know, so... I got a tattoo and shit. I remember I sent you a picture of it.
Yeah.
It was probably 2015, maybe, earlier than that. And then you had followed me back. And I was like, man, this is like my idol, man, really. So, but you really inspired me, though, before we get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've always had kind of a weird voice with my music, early music, and I was a bit afraid of it. And then I heard your shit and you embraced it.
Yeah,
and it just made me like, fuck that. I ain't going to try and sound like whoever, I'm me. And then when I heard Young Thug, I was like, it made me even more confident in myself. So. Thank you for being you, man.
No, thank you, brother. That. Thank you. This shit keeps me going.
I made
man.
You a little painting, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Shots out, my boy Bexy. Yeah. Coming through with the artwork. That's right.
The Danny Brown Show.
That's drip right there. This is actually fire, man.
Thank you, bro.
Dog.
And just, you know, when so I'm not making music.
And shit?
Yeah. I actually auction them off.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, I do little auctions. Got a little community for it and shit, so... Yeah.
This is definitely dope. Definitely we had this up in the crib, man. Thank you so
no,
motherfucking
you,
much
bro.
For coming
thank
through,
you,
man.
Man.
We definitely, we neighbors now. We definitely got to kick it one of these days, man.
You're
so,
2% British.
Yeah, and when I come back,
and we're Texans.
I'm actually be in Houston, so
okay.
I want you to pull up to the show, man.
Oh, yeah, for
that
sure.
That would be dope.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, we about this motherfucker. Thank you, guys.
Take
See
care.
You next week. Love you, motherfuckers. Peace.